Hello,
yeah.
This is Percy from Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in the Glenwood Springs area about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues in the upcoming November election. Your feedback is valued in any different decisions to be made. So, do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs?
Yep.
All right. So, that would be a yes. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yep.
All right. Are you registered to vote at the Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Independent, I believe.
All right. Overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Would you say it's excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Excellent.
All right. Is your opinion on the Glenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
How would you rate the overall quality or condition of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Good, all right. And now, which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? Number one, the city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. Number two, the city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. Or number three, no repairs or fixes have been made, and they are in bad condition.
Number one.
Number one, all right. How would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by your local and state government? Would you say it's much too high, somewhat too high, about right, or a bit low?
About right.
All right. So as you may have heard or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local 1/2-cent sales tax that generates money for street maintenance and repair. So if you could please cast your vote as either yes or no on each of the following three separate options. Option 1, would you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/2-cent for a total of 1 cent to provide the funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed?
No.
Option 2, would you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total of 3/4 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years?
Nope.
And 3, would you vote yes or no to continue the 1/2-cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance?
Yeah.
All right. Next, do you agree or disagree with the statement that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts forth this November might make? And the statement is, taxes are high enough already, and we just can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it.
Agree.
Agree. All right. So lastly, we have just a few statements that supporters of the local sales tax, road maintenance, and street repair might make. And if you could rate each as either being very persuasive to vote yes on the sales tax ballot, somewhat persuasive reason, or not at all persuasive. So the first one is, unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there's very little money from the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself.
And this is agree or disagree? Is that what you're...
This one is if you think it's, like, a very convincing reason to want to vote yes.
No.
Somewhat or not persuasive at all?
Not persuasive.
All right. Since the cost of construction materials for road repair is up significantly since voters last approved 1/2-cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a 1/4-cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can get done.
Not persuasive.
Voting yes for a full 1-cent sales tax that the city needs to do a full replacement of a street and aging pipes below, that work can be done faster on a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than is currently necessary.
No.
Well, all right. The city's Public Works Department has a solid record of accomplishments maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
All right, so that's like a very persuasive reason? Or somewhat?
No, not very persuasive. Somewhat.
All right. A significant proportion of the sales tax money for Glenwood Springs roads is paid by non-residents who make purchases here, so we get good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them also contribute.
Not persuasive.
100% of all the money raised by the street sales tax goes towards maintaining or replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, the sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other usage.
Not personally.
By voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging, leaky water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents who are making purchases in Glenwood Springs, who also drive our streets.
No, not really.
Voting yes to increase sales tax above its current 1/2 cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, and signage and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking, biking, Glenwood Springs.
No.
Glenwood Springs weather is tough for roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more.
Nope.
And lastly, the full 1 cent sales tax option provides additional money to do full roadway and under the street infrastructure all at once. So when the streets are torn up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewer pipes underneath, which are around 70 years old, could also be replaced.
Nope.
All right. So having heard kind of all this information on both sides, how would you vote yes or no on options? And again, it's just the same one. So option one is to renew the 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/2 cent for a total of 1 cent to provide additional 1/2 cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets for when a full replacement of the street is needed.
No.
Option two, again, to renew the 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent for a total of 3/4 cents to provide funds needed to pay for all street repairs and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years.
Nope.
And then lastly, to continue the 1/2 cent sales tax for 20 years that funds road maintenance.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. All right. So, and finally, if voters approve any of these three sales tax ballot, will you support or oppose any of the following, oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money up front to speed up road repair and replacement projects and contract for repairs at today's construction prices rather than future rising prices?
No.
Oppose? All right. So, am I correct in assuming your gender is male?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Could you please tell me what your age is?
50.
50. All right. So how long have you lived in Glenwood Springs?
About 18 years.
18 years. All right. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
Just a quick question. Who was sponsoring this survey again?
Oh, no one. We're in a completely independent organization. We're called Opinion Research, if you want to, like, look us up.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
You got it.
But, again, just thank you so much for your time. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.